Welcome to the Crystal Goddess Podcast, a podcast made by women covering the topics of healing, wellness, and art. I'm your host, Asia Renee, coming live from Santa Monica, California. I'm a healer, singer, and CEO of Abundance Box, a subscription box for healing and clearing your home and life of negative energy. Hello, all you gods and goddesses out there. Today's special goddess is Alicia Huitzel, a San Miguel native. She is a graphic designer and co-owner of Humming Fox, an organic, holistic brand for self-love, targeting the face, body, and spirit. We are so grateful to have you, Alicia.
Thank you so much for having me here today, Asia. It's an honor and a pleasure. I'm so excited.
Me too. I love you so much, Alicia. If you guys don't know Alicia, you're getting to know her. She is such a bubbly, amazing spirit who sees the best in everybody and everything. And we are very, very grateful to have you.
Oh, I'm grateful to be here. So grateful to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a creative, an artist, a designer. I was born in Dallas, Texas, and I grew up in San Miguel de Allende, Guanajuato, in Mexico. Back in 2011, I moved to California, and I began my career. And back in 2018, I graduated as a designer. During that time, I worked in cannabis for like about 5 years, and that was something very, very wonderful. And although, you know, working with cannabis is wonderful because of the people you get to meet, but there's also a lot of downsides in terms of management, in terms of how people run certain things. But
definitely.
So I had to leave that industry back in 2019, and right after that, I had a injury, which took me out for about 3 or 4 months, and that was right at the end of the year of 2019. So by the time I recovered in March of 2020, there was a pandemic going on, so I had to find new ways.
You're like, this is too long, what's going on?
I was about to start looking for jobs again and putting myself out there, and then I think, you know, the best thing out of this all was that I started following my heart and my passions, and with that, I began my company with my best friend of 12 years, Alessandra. Our company is called Humming Fox, Hummingbird and a Fox, who are friends and creatives. And I also took flight with my own freelance company, Witzel Design, where I get to make amazing graphics and just anything, basically. I did products.
You want it? I got it.
Exactly. So that's a little bit about me in a nutshell.
Amazing. So I heard that you do art. So how did you first know that you wanted to create art?
As far as my artistic journey, it all began when I was about 5 years old. I knew that I liked making things and getting my hands dirty, and my mom was pretty awesome. She took me to a class, and it was actually kind of like a communal center, and there were different classes, and she asked me which one I'd like, and I liked to go to Little Picasso.
Explains a lot.
Yep. Yeah. We would paint rocks and put glitter on them, and that was like something that I always remembered. It was just something that kept with me. And after that, I just started like developing a sense and love for colors, for nature, for architecture. But I didn't really know where my path was going to take me. I just knew that I liked making things and that I liked things.
You love colorful things.
Yes.
Which definitely translates into everything you do. I am so inspired by you on a daily basis and proud of all the work that you continue to do and push forward. It's such an inspiration, and you know, it's great for people who are just starting out and to hear about how they can kind of get into the art world.
Well, thank you, Asia. Like, for me, like, it's inspiring to be able to inspire others. I think my hardest thing when I was, you know, finding my vocation was that I had a lot of people who didn't really believe in me. I had a lot of professors turning me down. And I also had people in my life who tell me not to become an artist, that art was...
Pooey pooey to them. Look at you now and look at them now.
They were like, don't become an artist. Artist is something you'll never make money out of, or don't even use that word because it has this negative connotation with it. And you know, now we're in 2021 and I've learned to embrace the artist. I've learned to like be an artist. And yes, I now love all sorts of creativity because I don't only do graphic design or product design. I like to do anything and everything. Like this right now here, like being here with you, this is an art form.
I definitely agree. And I'm just so blessed to have such a talented person like you here on the show. And just your spirit is amazing, unbreakable.
Oh, well, you inspire me. You're one of the people in my life who have pushed me and helped me and believed in me. So this really...
Well, it's easy to do when you're so talented. Hello. You know, and for those people who try to tell you that they couldn't, or that you shouldn't be an artist, or that, you know, the word is weird, that's just their own projections, unfortunately. And that's how a lot of people feel, you know. A lot of parents are like, don't be an artist, become a doctor, you know, but it's like, well, art, you know, is the same, is such an important thing, it, you know, it inspires people who, around the world, that you have no ideas even watching your stuff, and that's always, you know, the benefit of creating your art and knowing that someone has the same story or very similar story, and they're touched, and, you know, it makes them want to take the next step.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, I've seen a lot of amazing women, amazing artists in my lifetime, and in one way or another, like, that have inspired me and that have made me want to continue and move forward in my vocation and what I love and my passion.
Yes, and I do notice that you have a lot of hummingbirds on your logos. What does that symbol represent for you?
So hummingbirds are very, very dear to my heart. They basically represent my grandmother. She was a very strong woman, and she grew up in Mexico. She lived in Mexico, and during a time where women were basically just kind of there to serve their man's desires, she was someone who was a pioneer and decided, I will take care of all 8 of my children, but you will not decide who to keep and choose because of the way or their color or what they look like. So she, with only having an elementary education, wow, took care of her 8 children and became someone big in learning to work at a hospital. She loved the body, even though she didn't have the education. She just wanted to become somebody who worked with bodies.
Yeah.
She became a massage therapist. And I guess for me, hummingbirds represent the joy of life, the joy of finding and exploring and going out there and doing what you love. Hummingbirds, they have incredible design bodies. They have incredible behaviors that they do. And they just do it because of their love for flowers, their love for color. Like, and you know, they're the only bird that can fly backwards.
That's awesome. I had no idea. So many beautiful, like, I love when I see hummingbirds. All of them look so different. The fluorescent colors, and they're so curious, especially... Definitely noticed many times when I'm with you that it's, you know, I'm like, where did this hummingbird come? And they're just like literally sitting there watching us like, hey, what are you guys doing? Looks like you guys are having fun. You know, it's, and it's such a, and I definitely describe your energy as that. It's like the little fluttering and the excitement that oozes out of you.
Oh, well, it's the joy of living. And I, at least, you know, everything that I've read about hummingbirds, it's the joy of living. And yes, I love that now my friends identify me as a hummingbird. It's such a honor to have them be my spirit guide and have them like define my energy, because I definitely have very high energy. I can't stand still. You know, yes. it's crazy. Sometimes I was looking at myself the other day. I was making a recording, and one thing I noticed is I'm just moving. People might think I have undiagnosed OCD, but it hasn't affected me. So
no, you're like, it's only helped, and like, you know, you energize other people that you're with, which is a blessing. Because obviously you guys know whoever you're with should be energizing you, not depleting you. And you are definitely, like, a lot of times I'm completely exhausted or something like that. And I see you and I'm just like, phew, okay, I'm up. Like, you know. So
thank you. I feel the same. Well, you know, you to me, Asia, I need the opposite. I need someone to ground me and calm me down and bring me to reality. So you to me have been like such an incredible, like, grounding, calming, soothing. You're Yay. That experience to me. And I just want to let you know.
Thank you
It's amazing. It's what I need.
Yeah, we did some really amazing grounding affirmations before, guys, and it was just, we both felt it, and we did it a few times, actually. I do know that Frida Kahlo is your biggest inspiration. What qualities of her inspire you in your daily life?
She's my muse. Things that inspire me the most about Frida is her ability to fight through pain.
That's powerful.
And she, oh man, like, for me, I think that I've also been, even though I'm so joyful, I have experienced a lot of loss and a lot of pain in my life. And that is probably the reason why I'm so joyful, because I've learned to channel that energy and have it be something beneficial for myself. And I think that, you know, as far as like my muses, Frida is someone who's taught me that. And I absolutely love that she's a surrealist artist. Surrealism is my favorite like branch of art. And one thing that I also admire about Frida is that she wasn't really recognized or known during her years active as a painter. She just did it because she was trying to self-explore and self-heal and understand the things that were going in her life. And it was just a form of expression that she was using her paintings as. So I see that, and I see who I want to become. I want to use my gifts and world as also the methods of which I heal or I express myself without the intention of gaining that recognition.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. The true meaning of being an artist. So, yeah, there you go. What is your daily morning routine or form of healing for yourself?
This is, I guess, very obvious. I love to meditate. use a lot of the times like frequency music in the mornings, and I have this little ritual where I select 7 stones at the beginning of my week.
Very nice. That's a really good thing for me to do as well.
I have all my stones together in a bowl, and then on Sundays, and now I'm doing it Saturday nights, I pick seven with the intention of 1 stone per day. Mm-hmm. Today's stone is adventuring.
Ooh, yes.
Which I have in my pocket.
I love adventuring. That's a good, ooh, yes. Bridget gave that to us.
Yes. Yes.
Shout out to Miss Bridget Eden.
Hey. Yes. So basically what I do with my stone is it reminds me of the intention of the day. So I start that before my meditation. I hold it in my hand. I do my 10-20 minute meditation. And then after that, my form of healing, I think because of my injury, I learned so much to appreciate and love my movement and my body.
Definitely.
So moving. And I practice a little bit of yoga, a little bit of Pilates, a little bit of cardio, a little bit of anything just to get that energy out of my body.
Yes. No, that's the perfect way to do it. And just, it's good mentally, physically, you know, emotionally. It's all great.
It's medicine.
What is your definition of magic?
I believe that there is magic in existence. My definition of magic is existing in this plane. Okay. Just the fact that we are these beings that can wake up, that can feel the heat from the sun, that can taste... Yeah. That can live, that to me is magic.
Definitely.
Pure magic.
I agree with that. I every single time I am on the beach and I'm just like, wow, it's amazing. I could even walk on the beach and, you know, I have my legs, I have perfect health. And I, you know, that is magic. Just hearing the waves crash. And there's so many little things in life that we could be so appreciative of, and that translates to magic. And, you know, and also being able to manifest what you want, is the universe is right there to tap into. So I just think we are magic.
Yes.
Magic. So along this journey, where do you see yourself next in 5 years?
Well, as you know, my next step is I've lived in LA for 10 years now, and I think my journey here has come to an end. Even though I have my brand and I've started, you know, creating these relations, my next step is I want to go back to my roots. I want to go back to San Miguel, and I want to open a channel for people to be more open about like getting to know other cultures. So yeah. I want to be that like stone that allows that entry to that country. And hey, what I see myself doing is going to other countries and learning from other cultures. Yeah. So it's a beautiful exchange. And another thing that I do see myself doing is I love indigenous people. And I know that in my country, there is a huge need to help them.
Most definitely.
So if I can use my design or any ability that I have to help, to provide and be of service to my ancestors, to my people, that's where I want to be.
Yeah, most definitely. It's very needed, especially with Indigenous. It's like they have such a traditions passed down for us all to learn from and to include in our daily life with the magic. And yeah, and it's very important because Indigenous people all around the world are, you know, treated so poorly when, you know, they still have such a joy for life. And, you know, so I think that's 100%. Very important, and not enough people are doing that.
100%.
So
100%.
What would you recommend for all new artists or graphic designers to looking to get started in the industry?
Don't ever get discouraged by what anybody says.
You heard that, guys, right? Say that again.
Don't ever get discouraged by what anybody says. That you, if you have a passion and you just can't hold it in, go for it. There is going to be people that are going to close the door. There are going to be opportunities that you think that you lost. And I think that those discouragements should be that impulse for you to continue forward. So do what you love the most. Don't let anybody tell you you can't be an artist. You can't be a creative, or your work doesn't look good, or you draw like poop.
Like merde.
Yes. Don't listen to that. Do not listen. Go forward. Go forward with your passions and let them guide you. Let your passions guide you through your own path. And whenever you do that, it's like you're working with the universe and everything just falls into place, and things that you didn't even know that had happened in your life happened for a specific reason. And when it's just like a bomb of positive things.
Definitely. And especially when you put out the intention and you like you said, you notice all the people that you've had in your life maybe this whole time that were doing the things that you wanted to do and you never like kind of put two and two together. So like we said, the universe is there. So whenever you decide to make your decision towards your art, somebody will need you.
And can I just tap onto that? Because you have been someone in my life who have believed in me, who saw the value. Like, there were people that didn't see it. There were people like you who saw me and who said, yes, I want her.
I'm like, hell yes, please. I'm like, oh. I'm just grateful. Like, like I said, I've seen you go through so much during this whole process, and seeing you go through school while you're dealing with things also, like, and just you have all the tools now to create whatever you want, and I absolutely love that.
Oh, well, thank you. By the way, the podcast cover.
Oh, yes, I forgot to say, the podcast cover was made by this beautiful Alicia.
Oh, I get it. No, but none of this would have been, like, she was the first person who believed in me. Asia, thank you. Thank you. Everybody, you hear that?
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I wouldn't have been able to create such an amazing, like, you know me, you tap into what I want and what I didn't even know that I wanted. So it's an honor. Tell everybody how they could reach you.
Yes. So you can all find me on Instagram at hummingbird.warrior. I also have a website for my designs. It's Huitzil. It's spelled Huitzil design.com. And go ahead and tap into Humming Fox, or on Instagram, we are humming.fox or hummingfox.com. All of our products that we make are 100% natural. They are made with so much love. We use crystals, we use intentions, we use flowers, all sorts of natural elements to attract and to create a feeling, a powerful being within you, because we want you to feel good and to practice self-love, because it is so important for our growth.
Most definitely. And I've used all the products and I'm in love. Like, she has grateful boxes, she has she makes candles, face scrubs, lip balm, the list goes on. And she also does certain fragrances. So if you kind of like certain, like if you prefer rose, or if you prefer, my favorite is the horchata, because it's very vanilla-y and it reminds me of home here in California. So it's, yeah.
Oh, horchata, yes.
Yeah. And I love horchata anyways. So I mean, hello. Yeah. I would drink it if I could. No. I would drink the candle.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes my roommate will come into the kitchen and he's like, it smells good. What are you cooking? candles you can't eat. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, thank you so much for being on our second episode of the Crystal Goddess Podcast. We're going to close out with any type of with our sound bowl healing, which is tuned at 432 hertz, and this is going to be for the heart chakra. So whatever you're doing right now, take the time to just sit still. If you're in your car, you know, pull over if you can, and just really tune in and set your intention for this year, because it will be a great year, despite what happened last year, you know. So anything you'd like to say?
Asia, thank you so, so much for having me today. I feel honored. I feel charged. I feel grateful, and I'm and full of joy and love for life. And I just can't, I cannot wait to see how much you're gonna grow with this podcast, and I'm just like putting a bowl of blessings and handing it up to you.
Ooh, I'm taking them. It's heavy.
Thank you. Yes, all the blessings, all the blessings, all the love, all the most amazing energy. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you for always supporting me, and even with my abundance box, like all of your products being in there, I'm just so proud every time I see it, and you're just only getting better and better. So we are going to close out with the healing. For tuning in to the Crystal Goddess Podcast. I'm your host, Asia Renee, signing off.